St. Thomas Aquinas says that the Eucharist is the wonder of wonders. The wonder of wonders and the greatest of all the miracles of our Savior. He says it is the extreme limit of our Lord's power and goodness. He who is all-powerful and infinitely good. And here we're coming to the limit, to the extreme limit. As St. Augustine said, he can do no more. He can love no more. And again, remember, for the duration of this talk, keep trying to remember this so that you have a little bit of the sense of how great this mystery is, that in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus, true God, Jesus, gives us all that he has and all that he is. Now let's take a few moments and turn to Fatima. I just quoted to you from Pope Leo XIII's encyclical, which was written in May of 1902. Almost exactly 15 years after this, our Blessed Mother appeared at Fatima with the same remedy to overcome the evils of the times, namely, Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes maybe we don't realize it, but this is the great remedy that our Blessed Mother brings to us at Fatima, her son. And this is obvious because this is common to all the apparitions of our Blessed Mother. The Virgin Mary always takes us to Jesus. Always. As our most loving mother and as the most holy mother of God, she always takes us to the source of salvation, to the source of all good, to the source of all life, eternal life. And may we never, never doubt this. Listen to the words of St. Louis de Montfort. These are some of the beautiful words that he says, and it's a brief little teaching on Jesus and Mary, which is precious. This is what he writes in True Devotion to Mary. This is found in number 75 of True Devotion to Mary. Quote, "The strongest inclination of Mary is to unite us to Jesus Christ, her Son. And the strongest inclination of the Son is that we should come to him through his Holy Mother." Close quote. Phrased a little bit differently, the greatest desire of Christ our Savior is that we come to him through his Mother. And so, speaking about Fatima, I think it's very interesting because why did our Blessed Mother come? Well, let's apply the teaching of St. Louis de Montfort. Our Blessed Mother came because our Savior Jesus Christ wanted us to come to him, to draw closer to him through his Mother. And I don't think it's too far-fetched to wonder if the coming of our Blessed Mother to Fatima was not partially the result of the prayers of the faithful who responded faithfully to what Pope Leo XIII was asking in that encyclical letter in 1902. Because what Pope Leo XIII was asking of all the faithful is he was exhorting them to grow in their devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And if the Holy Eucharist, think of this, if the Holy Eucharist is the fountain of all graces, well, a tremendous grace is the Most Holy Mother of God visiting us, poor sinners, visiting the earth. Where did that grace come from? Could very well be from the Holy Eucharist, because that's Jesus himself present there. I'm going to read to you just a short little phrase. This is taken from a prayer to Jesus hidden in the Blessed Sacrament. Just a line from a prayer. And it's as follows, quote, "I adore thee profoundly, with the angels who surround thy altar throne of mercy and compassion. I thank thee for all the graces I have received through the Holy Eucharist. The prayer is expressing thanksgiving to Jesus present in the Holy Eucharist for all the graces that one has received through the Holy Eucharist. And as I'm telling you right now, it's quite possible that the tremendous grace of Fatima, our Blessed Mother coming to Fatima, that we received it because of the Holy Eucharist. Because of those faithful who did respond. Many didn't, but those who did respond to what Pope Leo XIII was asking in 1902. I'm going to quote to you again just a few words from that encyclical letter relevant to what we're saying. Pope Leo XIII, quote, "We gladly acknowledge that it has been a cause of no small joy to us that during these last years a renewal of love and devotion towards the sacrament of the Eucharist has, as it seems, begun to show itself in the hearts of the faithful. A fact which encourages us to hope for better times and a more favorable state of affairs." Close quote. He sees a growing devotion to the Holy Eucharist. And he mentions specifically confraternities which have been instituted either with the object of carrying out the Eucharistic ritual with greater splendor or for the purpose of making reparation for the blasphemies and insults suffered by Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And pay close attention because, again, this about making reparation for the blasphemies and insults suffered by Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, Fatima. Very much a part of the Fatima message. And also don't forget that Pope Leo XIII here is extolling the fact that there are these confraternities that are dedicated to carrying out the Eucharist with greater splendor. Keep this in mind, because in a few moments I'm going to be talking about the differences between the new Mass and the traditional Latin Mass. Which one do you think is carrying out the Eucharist with greater splendor? Night and day. But after saying these good things, Pope Leo XIII, he says, but more must be done. He says, but we're not doing enough. And basically I would say that was also in many ways the message of Our Lady at Fatima. Not enough has been done. From Pope Leo XIII, quote, "But we cannot allow ourselves to rest satisfied with what has hitherto been done, for there remain many things which must be further developed or begun anew, to the end that this most divine of gifts, this greatest of mysteries, may be better understood and more worthily honored and revered." Close quote. Remember these words. They're coming straight from that encyclical letter, 1902, by Pope Leo XIII. He's saying a lot more still has to be done so that this greatest of mysteries, the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, that it be better understood. I look out today, and sometimes the Catholics that aren't as familiar with the traditional Latin Mass will tell me, "Father, but we don't understand what's going on in the Latin Mass." And I mean, I understand why the faithful say that, but the truth of it is that they're the ones who don't understand anymore what the Mass is, because they think the Mass is just what's superficial, kind of the human things that the words that you hear. And so they think, well, if I don't understand the words, well, I don't understand the Mass. The Mass is a great mystery, and what's so sad is that with all these changes that have been made to the Mass, I can guarantee you this. In the Catholic world today, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the Holy Eucharist are by far less understood than in the past. And yet here Pope Leo XIII is saying that what has to happen is a lot more work has to be done so that this greatest of mysteries be better understood and more worthily honored and revered. And it should break all of our hearts as Catholics to see what has happened since then, since 1902 and since Fatima 1917. And especially after 1970. Because with the advent of the new Mass, hopefully no one will make the claim that now this greatest of mysteries is more worthily honored and revered. Maybe some misguided folk might think, well, we understand Mass better. Well, I'll test them. Let's see. That claim might be made. But again, it's completely incorrect. But what about the other one? That this greatest of mysteries, this most divine gift, it be more worthily honored and revered. And it deserves the greatest honor, the greatest love, the greatest adoration.